And this is what I want to express in the beginning about the subject. And therefore, from 1965 thereon, I had increasingly approached the elders to ask them their traditional practice and traditional cultural survival act, not spiritual thing, but the material teachings, how to survive in the wilderness and how they prepare their food and how they attended their diseases and how they assisted themselves when they're sick. And this is what I get. And now that was a lengthy introduction. Oh yes, I have forgotten a little bit to mention. Once again, I want to say, to clarify what I'm talking about, is this. It was in before the European contact that our First Nation were purely on their own. They have established their cultural activities and they also already established their spiritual belief and practices, which actually was for an individual survival requirement. And it was nothing to do with the community or a social organization. Because as I said before, these Umaskigo tribes move with the season as like animals and birds in which they use as food. Before the European came, they knew the land. They adapt themselves to the land. They did not change anything. And they live by the land and with the land. And they stem their knowledge and their rules and regulations they followed from the observation of nature, in which eventually begin to believe there is a great spirit, or precisely and systematically rule the world as it is, and begin to respect the great spirit by respecting nature and its creation and creatures and amongst people also. Unfortunately, there is a nature of a man, they say, the elders. The elders that spoke when I was young said, in a human, there is everything is opposite from everything. There is in nature as we see it. We see the very nice day and we see the furious stormy day, but it has its purpose. We have the dark nights and we have the daylight opposite from each other. And we feel the heat extreme and extreme cold. And we, the human body, have the moment of sadness and the moment of happiness, the moments of anger, the moments of love and joy, the moment of joy and the moment of grief, and the moment of plenty, the moments of not so plenty. All these things seems to coexist, and it seems to have been, came to exist as a rule, which is required. By observation of nature, there is that law. Everything is the opposite. And in man, there is that. There are men that are kind. There are men that are not so kind. There are men that are humbled and live a humble life and still have the power to exist and still have the power of mid-dewin, but never abuse it. And there are those who are also indifferent, who are very so proud, and being so proud, easily angered and so aggressive. And they're the ones who abuse the spiritual belief and practice which they have acquired. So our ancestors have explained this to us when I was young, and also have remembered these words.